about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, our hearts and prayers are with those who are net right now on the East Coast battling Hurricane Sandy. From what we understand, Atlantic City, most of it was already underwater. They say literally underwater. From what we understand, Governor Christie had told people, quote unquote, get the hell out a while back. And today, I guess he said, don't be stupid, get out. I love how Christie talks. I really do. Don't be stupid. Get out. Oh, no, no, no. Last year, he had urged New Jersey residents to get the hell off the beach. Remember that as Hurricane Irene approached. Residents have been saying that this storm is worse than Hurricane Irene. Not as bad as Hurricane Gloria, but worse than Hurricane Irene. And we remember the havoc Hurricane Irene brought forth. A lot of power outages. From what we understand, even before the hurricane hit, the surrounding winds, Connecticut, 7,700 customers were without power as of this morning. Delaware, 1,500 customers. Maryland, 4,000. Massachusetts, 2,500 outages already as of this morning. New Jersey, 8,000 customers and rising. New York, 2,000 customers in New York City. North Carolina, 4,100 customers without power. Pennsylvania, 2,100 customers. Rhode Island, 2,600 people. Virginia, 3,000, and the numbers are rising. We're seeing pictures of footage, you know, of New Jersey and Long Island, and you know, you see the floodwaters rising. I was watching CNN early this morning, and you know, people were in good spirits. The you know, news anchor was showing the flooding on one of these streets in a neighborhood in Long Island, and you saw people on the other side by their house standing on the dry part, kind of waving. Hi, we're over here. That's very nice. Whoever says, you know, people in Long Island are rude, they're not. New Yorkers are cool. For them to wave, right, as the floodwaters are going up to their house, I think that's pretty cool. You know, letting us know everything's okay, not to worry, but pretty, pretty frightening stuff. Of course, President Obama is going to be speaking in a little bit. He had canceled most of his campaign stops over the next couple days. He's actually going to return to the job as president. And actually make a speech. Yeah, he's actually stopping campaigning and going to do his job for the next, from what we understand, couple hours. So we're pretty shocked about that. So like I said, you know, we're going to keep you posted throughout today on updates with Hurricane Sandy. And for those of you that are out there, God bless you, and our prayers are with you. Of course, Red Cross is going to need a lot of assistance, and they're anticipating they're going to need blood. They're going to need money, supplies, etc. So if you can help, please go to the Red Cross website, and whatever you could donate would be obviously greatly appreciated. And we'll give you more information throughout the hour. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A couple more Halloween warnings we're going to give you guys in terms of, you know, the eye contact lenses and candy and all that other stuff. Why? Because whenever there's a holiday, the news media likes to ruin it for you. That's just what we do. Looks like Texas has billboards up claiming Martin Luther King was a Republican. And for people to switch your voter registration to Republican. So we'll talk about that. Looks like women who do quit smoking before age 40 put at least 10 extra years onto their lives. We're going to talk about that. And I guess getting the flu shot can curb heart attack risk. So another reason to get your flu shot. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, as well as updates on Hurricane Sandy. Of course, you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Most of the news networks that are airing the show are going to be giving you updates. We know Talk Superstation, who airs us live 9 to noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday. They are also going to give you guys updates in between as well, so make sure you tune in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials today. Big thanks to XM Radio, who is also blasting this show out nationwide. Thank you guys again so much for listening. For those of you at the Trucker Conference this weekend, it was really nice to meet you guys. Trucker Social Media Online Conference was, or Social Media Convention was in Kansas City. A lot of you guys out there, I had no idea what truckers put up with. Like, a lot of their cabs don't have air conditioning. You know, this 14-hour rule, which really makes it difficult to get a good square meal. You know, trucker health is a big issue on the show. We always talk about, we talk about everybody's health. You know, how to prevent heart disease, stroke, blood clots, you know, how to deal with sleep apnea, et cetera. But, you know, we have truckers out there that are more at risk for health issues, and it doesn't sound like a lot of their regulations help them. So I just want to give, again, a big shout-out to them. Also, we got the Women's United Truckers group out there. I want to give a big shout-out to the ladies. I was talking when I was speaking on a panel there. They had a person interpret in sign language because there is also the Deaf Truck Drivers Union. United that were there. And, you know, whenever I talk, I don't know why, but subjects of erectile dysfunction, Kegel exercises came up, and I missed how the sign language interpreter made those signs. I was like, well, how'd you do erectile dysfunction? Did your arm go down? And she's like, I'll have to show you later. So I know the deaf truck drivers enjoyed whatever we talked about. They're really giggling a lot. I missed the signs for a lot of the things I was talking about. So I hope to, be able to watch the footage of that. Kegel, I have no idea. You know, it's interesting. Crunches, you know, we were, one of the gentlemen was kind of teaching us little exercises we could do. That helps all of us. You know, while you watch TV, you could do some crunches, et cetera. I like crunches more than sit-ups. I've told you guys why. I think it's less stress on the discs in the back. And I guess when you sign crunches, that you actually make the sign with your elbows, you know, pointed out, arms kind of behind your head, and you moving forward. So I'm really interested in what the sign for Kegel was, because that's also an exercise many of us can do. But I don't know how they, like I said, I missed it. I really did. But anyway, if you guys do see your truckers, usually I like to honk. I like to say hi. Sometimes I like to flash them a little bit, but now I know that there's women out there, our women truck drivers. God bless you guys. I won't flash anymore. Sorry about that, ladies. I thought it was just the men out there. All right. God bless you guys. And don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, for Monday Night Football, I will give you guys my pick. Of course, I know Cardinals, absolutely. But I got to tell you why. Not just because I love the Cardinals. Got to tell you why. Remember, there's an art to this, okay? You know, looking at the NFL injury report. Well, why don't we just pull it up right now? Let's take a look at the NFL injury report because I know many of you are waiting to make your bet. All right, so if you look at the 49ers versus the Cardinals, they're supposed to be playing. All right, let's see. Okay, San Francisco 49ers, very small injury report. Okay, we got an elbow injury, a rib, Alex Smith with a right finger. Okay, you know, you gotta be careful hurting your finger. Usually you use the middle finger a lot in these games, but, right finger, if he's right-handed, Joe Staley looks like an illness, some sort of an illness. Not sure why, could be explosive diarrhea, I don't know. So that could be pretty, pretty difficult. Now, when you look at the Cardinals, huge, huge injury report. You got hamstring, quads, knee, back, ribs, ankle, knee, quads, head, Reggie Walker, head. Okay, but, full participation in practice, so we think he's okay. Now, remember, I used to choose my picks based on groin injuries. No groin injuries at all, right? And now it's the opposite. Who got hurt closer to their groin than the other? And that actually gives you the edge. So if you look at the Cardinals with all their injuries, including hamstring and quad, and you look at San Francisco with elbow and rib, there's actually no groin involvement at all with the San Francisco 49ers. Yet the Cardinals, honestly, the epicenter is probably somewhere near the groin in terms of all these injuries between knee, head, you know, if you average it out, groin. So I'm going to say the Cardinals are going to win this one. Hey, come on, they're my team. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. All right, Cardinals, here we go. Right, Don, you agree with that? Okay, good. I think this could be their season. I don't know if they're going to make the Super Bowl, but this could be their season. All right, so what do we got here? Flu shots. Yeah, let's switch subject. Go back to medicine since I'm just blowing you all away with my sports acumen. Flu shot can cut heart disease risk in half and cut the risk of stroke. Okay, apparently researchers found that the flu shot could reduce the risk of heart attack by 50% and deaths from the heart attack by 40%. Cardiologist Jacob Udell and his Udell looked at clinical trials going back to the 1960s. For those who had the flu shot, there was a huge risk reduction. So it's not that they said, all right, all you guys stand up. I'm going to give you guys a flu shot and see if you have a heart attack in the next year or two. They didn't do it that. They didn't do one of those longitudinal studies. What it is, they looked back and they did a retrospective study. They said the vaccine reduced the risk of such cardiovascular events as well as deaths from those with or without heart disease. Now, why would that happen? Because the flu shot companies want to make money. Interesting. You wonder. This is my theory. All right. Every year around Christmas time, right? I talked to you guys about how Christmas time is one of the highest times of the calendar year where we see heart attacks, etc. Now, remember, the winter is a very, very stressful time. You look at what's happening with, you know, the East Coast right now and Hurricane Sandy. Extremely stressful. So obviously with stress, more risk of death. When you get the flu, risk of, you know, stress, risk of death. Flu is also inflammatory, so inflammation, etc., complications of the flu. But, I mean, they're talking heart disease, heart attack. So my guess is when you do appear to fight the flu, these inflammatory markers do cause increased inflammation, could possibly cause some inflammation of the endothelial lining of the coronary arteries that supply blood to the heart, and maybe that's what's causing some plaque disruption, etc., possibly causing heart disease. Do I really, really believe the flu shot cuts your risk of a heart attack directly? No. Indirectly, I mean, it makes sense. Less people that get the flu, less stress on your body, less people who die. So, I mean, it does make, I mean, indirectly, it makes sense. This is kind of one of those no-brainers. And I should really do that. I mean, you just get a bunch of medical records that go back to the 1960s and you figure something out, you know, and, you know, you go, I mean, right now we're doing a study on people who listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. And if that cuts risk of cardiac disease, erectile dysfunction, rectocele, things like that. So we're going to do a study like that. My guess is we're going to find the findings very positive, okay? And then we're going to report the findings. Hey, if they let all these other studies go through, please. But you know, think about it. I mean, we are going to have a very nasty winter. That's what they are all expecting. Now, another reason why heart disease is high and death is high around Christmas time, depression is one of it. You know, depression, you know, you lose a family member. It's really hard to celebrate the holidays with that family member being gone. Alcoholism is up. I've never had real good eggnog. I need to go somewhere where there's a real good, nice cup of eggnog. I'm really excited about that. But a big part of it is the travel. I think the travel is what causes the majority of the cardiac stress. One is just traveling in and of itself. Like, look at how many people right now with Hurricane Sandy, their flights have been canceled, their flights have been delayed. From what we understand, airport in San Francisco, at least an hour delayed, Atlanta, an hour delay. I mean, so a lot of times when something happens back east, or in another part of the country. You know, it causes delays on the plane coming to other parts, and you know, it affects the whole grid, you know, of airports. And the delay and waiting, I know how stressed I get. You know, I was really fortunate with my trip to Kansas City. Flew in Friday, flew back Sunday, pretty easy, direct flight, but still, it was stressful. Oh my gosh, the flight attendant was so mean to me. Oh my gosh, going there, I was on Frontier Airlines. This flight attendant was brutal. I don't understand that. Aren't flight attendants supposed to be nice? You know, on Southwest, flying back, the flight attendants were so sweet. But this flight attendant on Frontier was brutal. How do they have jobs? That also blows my mind. We're in the biggest recession we've ever been, / depression. And you would think people who have a job would show some sort of customer service. Anyway, me and the person I was sitting next to, we were scared of this woman. Just scared. I couldn't, you know, I asked for a drink that wasn't opened up. I could only serve it to you opened up. All right. Well, then you could, it wasn't alcohol. It was like a soda. And I wanted the soda because I wanted to, you know, take it with me. I didn't want to have the soda then and there, but I wanted to get my soda, take a little nap, drink it later. No, it had to be opened up. So as I was leaving the plane, I need to throw that out. No, you don't need to throw out my soda. It's my soda. Let me drink it. I spent how many hundreds of dollars on the flight? Give me my soda. Anyway, I'm sorry. She was rude. But, anyway, the flight. The stress of flight and the stress of traveling, I think, is huge. And then you throw on top of that delays coming and going. And then I guess there was an announcement at the airport where somebody took somebody else's luggage. And so they had to track down the person who took the other person's luggage. I know you're supposed to be checking out with those claim numbers, but I don't really see that in airports, probably because they're short-staffed. And you see a lot of TSA agents. You don't see a lot of people checking the baggage claim. So that kind of thing stresses you out. Another thing is when you travel, you don't take your medicines sometimes, or you forget your pills. I know that because I get calls. Dahlia, I'm in Jersey. I forgot my heart medication. I need you to call it in. Okay? We get that all the time. And that's very difficult. What if your doctor themselves are on vacation? I rarely go on vacation Christmas week. I always let everybody else take off because I have so many business trips throughout the year that there's usually no business trips Christmas week, so I can work and cover during Christmas week, except for Christmas Day. We give the staff off, of course. But, you know, what if, you know, it's down to skeleton crew Christmas week? You don't get your medicine. You don't get your medicine, could be at risk for heart disease. You know, we talked about cholesterol medication and how that prevents a heart attack because the statin helps kind of seal that arterial plaque up against the coronary wall so it can't break off and cause you to have a huge clog and then an ischemic attack. You skip a dose plus stress, plus maybe fighting a cold, that could not be a very good recipe. So you want to make sure you have your medications. I always urge everybody, and I'm completely okay with my patients with this, is letting them have an extra bottle. All right? I used to do this with my birth control. I used to fill two packets, not because I was a hoochie mama, but because if I lost one of my birth control packets, I have the other one on standby. I always split up my medications in my carry-on bag, so if I lose a carry-on, I have it in something else. I always do that. If it's not a controlled substance, I think it's a good idea for my patients, especially during travel time, to have two bottles of the medication, two separate bottles. Don't start splitting up the medicine into your own separate bottles. Okay, a Tic Tac dispenser, no, because you're not going to remember what the medicine was. Not going to work at all. And then, of course, we talk about getting sick on the plane. When people start coughing and sneezing, then you're breathing. Don't forget to turn that fan on, have it blow right in front of you, so it blows the stuff away from your face when you breathe it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Now, many of you have already prepared for Hurricane Sandy over there on the East Coast. You have your emergency kits. I always talk about what should be in your emergency kit, like Band-Aids and aspirins, your medications. Make sure you have all your, like, Social Security, birth certificate, you know, just in case you want to run for president. Any of your important paperwork take with you, because God forbid your house gets flooded. You want to make sure you have everything in a waterproof seal and make sure you have that with you. And, of course, again, don't forget your medications. Fox News suggests 3 days of potable water, 1 gallon per person per day, non-perishable food. You know, I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. I love freeze-dry guy. Not only is the stuff able to be taken with you very easily in times of crisis, very small, they're also extremely tasty. So I'm a huge fan. Don't forget flashlight, batteries, rain gear. If you have a battery-powered radio, very important. You can listen to many of your AM stations, even if you can't get a hold of internet. Of course, emergency contact information. So, you know, a kit is extremely important to prepare, obviously, weeks before something like this happening, even though many of you didn't get much notice until a few days ago. Now, the USDA has also given us some information on what to do, let's say, in the event of a power outage. Right now, that seems to be a huge concern with many people who aren't at risk for flooding because the power outages extend even into the drier areas. And CBS News actually punctated this pretty clearly for us. So I'll just go over this quickly. They say meat, poultry, fish, and eggs should stay below 40 degrees, and frozen food should remain below freezing, 0 degrees. So if you have a power outage, we've talked about this, okay? If your refrigerator loses power, your food will most likely stay cold up to 4 hours as long as your kids aren't going into it, going, Mom, you want me to take an inventory of what's in the fridge, and where's my Jell-O? You know, close the damn door, right? Speak like Governor Christie if you have to these kids. Tell them to keep the refrigerator closed. It's only going to keep food cold up to 4 hours. Unfortunately, like with Hurricane Irene or with most winter storms, those of you back east, power outages last longer. And even those of you in the west, whenever we get our winter storms, some of these power outages last for days. So a freezer will keep its temperature at least 48 hours. If it's full, 24 hours, half full. Obviously, the more frozen food, the more adding to the freezing temperature. So if you have a full freezer, 48 hours, if there's no power. So that could also give you some time. But as you can see, this is why you need non-perishable food and food supply. If what you have in your fridge is only good for a couple days, not fridge, but you take the fridge food, you put it in the freezer, you freeze it, you try to keep that, you know, less than 2 days you got. And obviously, that's not adequate for those people that are going to be undergoing these huge power outages, especially from the hurricane. So put your food from your refrigerator into the freezer. Obviously, keep it cold. I know some of you are like, Dahlia, this is common sense. A lot of times you need reminders. You know, you're going through the flooding. You're trying to figure out where you could stay. You're trying to evacuate. If you can't evacuate, you're figuring out what to do with lighting, and you completely forget about the food. You know, your epinephrine's up, you're not hungry. You don't usually think about your refrigerator or your freezer until you get hungry. All right? Just think ahead. If not, if you swear, you know, you're going to be in that corridor where you're going to be out of power, just go ahead and start putting your food in the freezer now. Some of you guys have backup generators. I urge you to get one. Those backup generators are crucial. FDA also says coolers can help keep refrigerated food cold, not as well as the freezer, but if you guys have coolers, load them up. They say dry ice, block ice can help. 50 pounds of dry ice should keep an 18 cubic foot full freezer for 2 days. You're probably going to have to throw a lot of your cheeses out, your butter, your margarine. You're right, alcohol will last, but we're talking about, you know, your staples here, okay? Just, yes, we know the alcohol is good. If your Grey Goose is taking up room, I don't know why you guys have Jell-O shots and free. No, get all that out because you want to make sure your cheese and your staples are good. Open canned fruits, fresh fruits, those things may not last, obviously, or your milk products, obviously. Food Safety Governor's List has a nice list of foods that will remind you what to keep cold and what not. If the item has ice crystals and feels cold, as it had been refrigerated, they say you could refreeze hard cheeses. You could refreeze bread. People forget you could freeze your bread. Do it early on. Because once bread is set out and then you have the mold and the fungus or the bacteria, you keep that with the freezing and you don't want that. Muffins, cakes, ooh, definitely cakes and brownies. You want to save those. Fruit juice, vegetable juice, cakes, pies, pastries, custards, casseroles, freeze them, specialty items, etc. But keep in mind, once they thaw over 2 hours after the coolness subsides, you really won't be able to use them. Or if it's over 40 degrees. They say stock up on foods that can be eaten cold or heated with a gas stove. So your boxed or canned milk, water, canned foods, ready-to-use baby formula, pet food. Don't forget about the pets. I know many, you know, pets eat a lot of our scrappings and stuff, but don't forget, a lot of us, we keep our pet food on the ground. We don't have our pet food up on shelves, you know, because we buy those multiple pound bags. I do it for the cats. I mean, these things, if they fall on the cat, they're going to kill the cat. These things are so huge. But if they get soaked, and then later bacteria sits in the cats and the dogs can't eat that stuff. So don't forget that. And now, if your food is tainted by floodwater, which is just what I was talking about, you see, CBS agrees with me. You got to throw away any food that is not in a waterproof container. Floodwater is disgusting. You got a lot of bacteria, a lot of contaminants. Floodwater carries diseases. You cannot eat something tainted with floodwater. And, you know, I know a lot of you think your dogs and cats and your gerbils and your tarantulas or whatever you have for pets are pretty strong. They are. I notice they don't seem to get sick, you know, as much. But when they get a gastrointestinal illness, it could kill them. Remember, okay, they dehydrate quickly. So don't try to save on it. Get everything above on the counters, etc. Let me see. Any cans that are swollen. Remember we talked about botulism? If a can is swollen, not that a flood would cause that, but remember, just in your cupboard, if you have any cans that are kind of puffy, looking like there's air underneath them, that's the gas that the botulism bacteria is making. Pretty nasty stuff. You got to throw that out. Don't give that to anybody. Any leaky cans, punctured, rusted, crushed, throw those out. It's not worth it. Remember, it's really not worth getting sick. I would rather you guys be a little hungry than sick from a bad can. Okay, that's going to be much worse on the family. Remove labels on cans that are waterproof because they could contain dirt and bacteria. Wash all the cans with soap and water. Hot water best if available. CBS News and the USDA also recommends to place the cans in boiling water for 2 minutes or a solution made of unscented bleach. I don't know if I'd soak your cans of food in bleach, but they want to, they want you to make sure you clean these out because these cans that, you know, have bacteria on them, you open them up, you pour whatever, then you, sully your food. Air dry cans for at least 1 hour before opening and storing them. Use salvage food as soon as possible and mark which cans were clean and sanitized with a pen. Okay, so like I said, I know a lot of you are like, Dahlia, we've been through this before. We don't need to. It's just a reminder for you guys to remember there are things you need to do with your food. You know, I mean, I remember we had a fire. And you don't realize the shock your family's in. You just don't. Me, I remember being upset that my Michael Jackson poster got burned. And, you know, I just bought a pair of new jeans and those got burned. And, you know, I remember my father going around and he found a can of coffee. I think it was Uban or something. And he asked the fire chief who was there, can I use this? And the fire chief said, no, I wouldn't use that. You know, with all the smoke damage and the black spots on our ceiling and the soot and all that. And I remember going, wait, my dad's really smart. Why would he ask that? He was walking around in shock. So remember, if your family member looks like they're doing something stupid, it's the shock. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, of course, dentists are weighing in on this whole Halloween thing that we do year after year. For those of you not really completely aware of what we do on Halloween, we pass out candy to kids who beg for it. Everything we've ever taught our kids all year long goes completely out the window on Halloween, right? They go up to a person's house, they go up to a complete stranger, and they ask them for something that's not even healthy. And then they engorge on a bag full of candy. Unlike what we recommend all year long, where you stay away from candy, you brush your teeth, you don't go up to strangers, and you don't ask for food. On top of that, these kids threaten, not sure if y'all are aware of that, but they actually threaten the neighbor, right? Your said neighbor, somebody you're supposed to be living next to for the next multiple years, as long as your house doesn't get foreclosed in this horrible recession, and they actually will threaten them with some sort of a negative repercussion if they don't give in to their demands. Hence the term trick or treat. These tricks could be pretty violent at times. Sometimes they involve something called toilet paper, and toilet paper could be extremely destructive, right? Especially for the decor of the house, as well as the property values of the neighborhood. So you allow your kids to threaten your neighbors. You allow your kids to accost complete strangers, ask them for goods. And then on top of that, now they're putting themselves at risk for obesity, diabetes, breast cancer, colon cancer, and cavities. So dentists are deciding to weigh in on this tragedy. I know. Oh, my kids. Oh, I'm going to be yelling at my kids the whole time in Halloween. Don't start eating the candy until I can inspect it. Okay, now, this is very interesting. Dennis, oh, sorry about that. I'm swallowing, I have a hairball. Dennis, two-thirds of them say that the candy, they actually differ on the type of candy kids should eat, and they actually recommend chocolate as their candy of choice. The dentist, not because they want to eat the chocolate, but apparently chocolate, they say, is the best candy to pass out because it dissolves quickly in the mouth, and it decreases the amount of time the sugar is in contact with the teeth, as opposed to the sticky, chewy kind of candy that does not dissolve, okay? You know how the chewy candy gets stuck between the molars and in between your teeth, like those gummy-type candies or like candy corn? They say chocolate dissolves, it melts, it's probably better for the teeth. Now, the dentists aren't saying it's good for teeth, but if you had to choose, it's better. Now, some dentists recommend passing out, one of my friends does this, Dr. Sachs, passes out toothbrushes instead of candy. Now, of course, you know, the kids in the neighborhood probably don't like him, and he's still going to probably get TP'd, but the parents like him, you know, because of course, you know, he wants to prevent cavities. So it's kind of interesting that the dentist will actually prefer chocolate. My problem is that's what I usually glean from the kids' goodie bags. I take all the chocolate, and then I let them get the stuff that I don't like to eat. Oh, you know what candy I can't stand? Dots. Oh, I am so sorry to the makers of Dot, okay, or Dots. They're very hard and chewy. Those things are horrible for the teeth, okay? And Dots are usually a cheaper kind of candy. I like it when you get a whole, you know, candy bar. I love trick-or-treating in the wealthy neighborhoods. Those are fun. We always used to go and do that. Yes, we live here. Absolutely. Yeah, we just moved in. Oh, well, welcome. Why don't you come over Sunday for brunch? We would love to come over Sunday. Thank you. Trick-or-treat. Okay, so you get your candy and you leave. Of course, you never come over because you don't even remember what neighborhood that was. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. By the way, guys, after all this holiday stuff, remember, we got the Alaskan cruise coming up next summer. That is something you need to book early. You need to book the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise early, okay, because we're running out of cabins. Go to my website. We're going to Alaska next summer. Going to be an exquisite trip. Please check it out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so women who quit smoking before the age of 40 may avoid earlier death. 90%, okay, had a decrease in the risk of early death when they stopped smoking. Okay, if women smoke like men, they say they die like men. But whether they are men or women, smokers who stop before reaching middle age will on average gain an extra 10 years of life. The research looked at the Million Women Study, which involved 1.3 million women. They didn't say million, but I'm assuming, in the UK between the ages of 50 and 65 during the years 1996 and 2001. Women were surveyed about their lifestyle and medical and social factors, etc. Then surveyed again 3 years after the first questionnaire. They were monitored. Researchers were told when patients died and the cause of death. They also followed patients an average age of 12 years after joining the study. 20% of the study were people in the study pool were smokers. 28% were ex-smokers. 52% never smoked. Those who were still smoking at the time of the questionnaire were 3 times more likely to die over the next 9 years than non-smokers. I know some of you are like, well, duh, makes sense. 2/3 of all deaths of smokers in their 50s, 60s, and 70s were caused by smoking. meaning lung cancer, lung disease, heart disease, stroke. They say even light smokers who smoked 1 to 9 cigarettes a day were twice as likely to die than those who didn't smoke. Now, why am I telling you this? To depress you? No. It's, sorry, I got a hairball. It's because you could quit at any time and it'll help. I can't tell you how many people say, you know what, I've been smoking for 20, 25 years. It's not going to help quitting. Yes, it will. Remember we went through some statistics about a year or two ago talking about how the lungs may actually return to normal about 10 years after quitting smoking. Heart risk goes down considerably, extremely. I mean, almost to negligent 5 years after quitting smoking. Pretty significant statistics on people who recover after smoking. Remember, your body repairs itself. It's kind of like Wolverine in X-Men, right? You heal wounds. You may have scars, but you still heal wounds. Well, your lung can repair itself. Your liver repairs itself. Okay, sometimes the brain and heart has difficulty repairing itself and we need, you know, stem cells or therapy. But for the most part, you do have control. So don't just say, oh, you know what, I'm going to throw in the towel and be lazy about it. No, any you're quitting smoking right now will help. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a Texas group has made billboards for this election saying that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. Now, this was a statement made by Republican congressional candidate Charlotte Bergman in Memphis a while back. In both cases, billboards tell people that Dr. Martin Luther King was a Republican and that they should vote Republican, too. They say the man behind the billboards in Texas, Claver Kamu Imani, said his group, whose site is RagingElephants.org, tries to court minority voters to the Republican Party. He says the use of Dr. King, because of him being an icon in the community, feels it would be most effective. So you see these billboards that say Martin Luther King was a Republican, vote Republican, from RagingElephants.org. Now, they say in 2008, his son, Martin Luther King III, was quoted in an article saying, it's disingenuous to imply that my father was a Republican. He never endorsed any Republican candidate, and there's no evidence that he ever voted a Republican, and it's more outrageous to suggest he would support the Republican Party today. This was back in 2008. Yet, this group, from what we understand, says they do have proof that he was a registered Republican. So, interesting, nonetheless. But this is just, you know, another example that the election's not over, people. It is going to be a very, very passionate home stretch. Even though Sandy and Hurricane Sandy has caused a dent in some of the campaigning, we do believe people will still make it to the polls. We do understand that New York, I think Holland Tunnel, Battery Tunnel has been closed. NASDAQ, of course, the stock exchange, has been closed down. But, you know, the election is 8 days away. So, you know, we urge you to vote. And, I mean, I can't tell you who to vote for. All right. And I love that joke. Republicans vote Tuesday, Democrats vote Wednesday. All right. But I can't tell you to do that. That's just a joke. All right. Again, our hearts and prayers are with those who are battling Hurricane Sandy back east. Stay on board for another couple hours. We're going to give you more updates. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is your
Call to action.
Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.